Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news offering, increasing geopolitical concerns and the need for in-depth due diligence in the Middle East has led business risk intelligence company EXX Africa to rebrand as Pangea Risk. TXF talks to Robert Bessling, founder and CEO of Pangea Risk, about the expansion into Middle East markets. Over on the Essentials News front, joint sponsors of the Yanbu 4 Independent Water Project in Saudi Arabia, ENGIE and MOA, are expected to sign the debt package backing the $850 million scheme next week. Over in the commodity finance space, commodity trader Mercuria has closed its $1.7 billion one-year senior secured borrowing base revolving credit facility. Australian lithium miner Galaxy Resources is planning to raise $161 million Australian dollars to fund development of its projects in Argentina and Canada. Oil and gas company Tullow Oil is to focus on its West African producing portfolio as part of its strategy and plan to generate about $7 billion of operating cash flow over the next 10 years. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, The Hartford has appointed David Robertson as head of international financial lines with the Hartford International Business. The African Export-Import Bank and Rwanda have signed a deal on the establishment of the Fund for Export Development in Africa, a development-oriented subsidiary of AfriExim Bank. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.